on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Mig Chainsaw Chester.
Maybe.
And then we have Jana Mig Death by Gucci. That's who you just heard. And then Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What is going on with everybody?
I smell something.
No, that's
must
the hopper.
Must be Mike and the hopper.
The hopper.
The hopper.
The hopper. Na-na, the hopper.
Jimmy Hopper.
We told him it was time to disinfect that room. But
yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. We were hoping good for some, something, but maybe some Febreze.
You're going to have a hell of a lot of Febreze to get that thing working.
So, Chester, long time no speak. What brings you on this evening?
All right. So, I wanted to jump on because there's just a little thing that happened. And that's what she said. Yeah, you're a little slow on the uptake there, girl. All right, so I wasn't talking about Pete either. This is the VIP. So they've got the new VIP package that they're trying to sell to everybody in Mafia Wars.
$24.97?
What kind of a dumbass creates a price of $24.97? What, $24.99? Nobody's going to buy it? $24.98?
Yeah, $24.99 was just crossing the line, you know.
Yeah. They should just say $25.
Yeah, $24.97. Shit, everybody buy that.
It's
like when Eddie Murphy was saying, 99 cents? What a bargain. See, I told you. Anyway, well, if you're like me and you watched Eddie Murphy, that was damn funny, by the way.
Yeah, back in the day when he was still funny.
That's right. He still is funny when he's not doing movies. He needs to do stand-up again. Anyway, so you got VIP, $24 a month, $25 a month. Comes out to what, $300 a year?
About that, yeah.
Okay. And it gives you a signing bonus of, Jennifer?
Plus 50 skill points.
So you get 50 skill points to put wherever. I'd say shove them up Mike's, never mind.
Yeah, that wouldn't be nice.
He's in the hopper. It's tough to get in there.
And that's a one-time deal. One
yeah,
time.
So you get a one-time deal, 50 skill points. Yeah, no big deal. It's not a game changer. However, there are two things that are in there that are game changers. So the first one is getting, what is it, 200 reward points every month?
So like, right. Like once a week.
You get 50 per week.
So you get 50 RPs a week.
But it would be cheaper to buy 200 reward points through regular means. So I don't think that's a game changer.
Okay. So it must be the other thing that they're giving you, which is special loot.
Right.
And how special is this loot?
It's pretty, it's better than the fight loot. It's better than all the job loot.
So you're saying I can't do anything to get that nice of loot without spending $24.97
right.
a month.
It's exclusive to only...
Well, see, that makes it a game changer for me because I don't spend the money. I have children and I have to feed them. So I like to play Mafia Wars because I don't have to spend money here. And occasionally I have, but... I can't spend money monthly on this game.
Exactly. So people like you and I have made it as far as we have by doing the jobs, doing the things in the game, occasionally putting money in. I mean, most of the time, the only time I would ever put any money in is when Meg was in a war.
And you need some stamina now.
And I needed to whip somebody.
Exactly.
So I would put in extra money to keep people down, and that's it. I didn't... Mm-hmm. put money in to get this or that loot or to get extra energy to do some stupid ass new mission that they have.
And I'm proud of what I built my character to on the means that I have.
Yeah, you did a great job. I mean, there's a lot of people who busted their butt, did it right, and did it well. Mm-hmm. And what's the unfortunate thing that I see is that now you're going to have that two-class system and you're going to have all of those who are spending that $300 a year, getting the extra loot so that nobody else that doesn't spend that money will be able to touch them with their attack and defensive loot.
I don't think that's true.
You don't?
Well, oh, I guarantee you it is. I guarantee you it is.
I don't know.
If you have a casual player.
Right.
That just plays the game. And then you have somebody that pays that plays that, and they get the special loot that comes in. They get the extra edge of the extra RPs.
It's not extra RPs, though, because you would spend more than that. You would spend less than $25 a month to get 200 reward points.
Exactly. So that special loot has to be...
That's the only real benefit.
But here's the thing. Is that the casual gamer, like me, I'm not going to spend the money.
And now he's going to feel left out, and you don't want to see what happens.
But who plays such a small score in the combat equation?
Unless, like Mike Nestor said earlier, I think today, unless you're like super strong, 100K
right.
combined.
And if you're super strong, you're spending money anyways because you didn't get
exactly.
strong by normal.
Exactly. Game. But if you have a casual player, like most of Mafia Wars is.
Mm-hmm. Or was.
I mean, you have a ton of people like me who started families who really busted their butts on building their character up naturally without putting money in the game. We're done. There's no way that we can compete. Why? Because we're not putting that money in the first place, Jen.
It makes me just feel like I can't keep up.
No, I can't keep up right now anyway. Being the casual gamer, I can't do it. And especially now that they're offering that, because they're going to pull away. And it's not going to be a gradual pull away. It's going to be a very quick pull away.
Because and it is quick as far as your loot scores, but I just think the loot score is such an insignificant thing, and I've never understood why so much emphasis in the game is on loot and why people would spend 35 reward points for one loot item.
See, what was so cool in the beginning is it was A and D. That was it.
Yeah,
right.
You had attack and defense, and you
That's
had robbing
really mattered.
That just rocked. Mm-hmm. And robbing was so much fun in the beginning. We don't have that anymore. And then after that, you had just attacking people. I mean, those are the two things that were in the game that made it so much fun. We didn't have to worry about building stuff. We didn't have to worry about a damn bunker needing parts. We didn't have to worry about
the pressure
any of that
wasn't
stuff.
There like it is
there
now.
There was no pressure.
Yeah, there's a
it
lot of pressure
so
now.
Simple. And you saw it grow to 15 million players. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because they kept adding junk, too.
And we had plenty of targets and so much fun just because there were so many people to banter with and the fight list wasn't all jacked up.
Well, my question is, obviously, like Chester said, we had 15 million, 28 million. Now we're down to 2 million is the most recent monthly active player.
Wow.
Now, if you're Mafia Wars, Zynga, this is a business. At what point do you say this game is no longer making money for us? Let's just stop development. Let's let what happened with MySpace. They stopped updating it. So is this an attempt for them to make revenue from the game so they can
before it's
keep
too late
updating it?
But see, that's what I'm saying is they should be fixing some things, like take off the chat feature, fix some things before you start worrying about giving people VIP treatment is what I think. Is that, you know, make me feel like I want to be a VIP. Because right now I'm thinking, okay, I have a hard time finding live targets. My fight list is, there's a lot of things wrong that I just like to see corrected before you start asking for more money.
Yeah.
I agree.
I am glad. I was happy to see that the benefits of this membership program weren't the ones in the test pop-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they would have let you have more Mafia and offered a faster game, I think that really would have put a bigger dichotomy between the groups.
Absolutely.
And so this,
what do you mean faster game?
Well, one
to
of the...
speed up your game.
Yeah. In the test pop-ups, it said your game would be 40% faster if you were a VIP.
And see, that pissed a lot of people off. Because fix the game I am playing, and I'm more likely to spend.
Yeah, see that?
And we forgot to mention, too, another benefit is that if you do buy a subscription, you're allowed to do one skill point reallocation per day. But I don't really see
at
that.
At your leisure. You don't have
at
to
your leisure.
Be there sitting in a hopper and announcing
right.
it to family.
But they're basically giving you an opportunity to spend more money.
And how often does it happen otherwise? I just see them from time to time. I don't
maybe once
for it.
Twice a week.
Okay.
Sometimes it'll go 1 or 2 weeks without one.
I usually just notice someone say reallocation is up or something.
I don't do that anymore. I was doing it and then I found my health went down to basically nothing.
Yeah, I don't either, but
and
you get so the VIP are getting free points, then why wouldn't you?
It's not really free points, though, because you still have to spend 60 reward points. So they're like, hey, spend $24. Or wait, I'm sorry, $24.97 a month, and you get to spend 60 reward points a day. Aren't you lucky? So I don't really see that as a benefit. It is a benefit to those high spending players that are doing, you know, multiple crafts to get skill points.
Right.
It's going to benefit them. It's going to make their cost per skill point a little bit better. But we all forget that wire transfer program that they have.
Yeah.
You know, those players.
I don't forget that.
Those players get cheaper reward points.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no way to get out of that one, you know? These people want to spend gobs of money, then they're going to do it like that. This is one that is more for the masses, because not everybody was able to get into the other one.
Right. Like, well, I don't know how that actually worked. I thought you just had to spend a certain amount of money.
Well, you had to spend a minimum of
500 and get be approved.
So you have to be approved and you spend $500 a pop.
And it had been an advantage.
Absolutely. And there's no way I can compete with them. I mean, these are the people that are in Cubed, RYFG. We had a bunch in MIG that are like that.
And that loot's not going to help those players. There's a lot of players that buy that marketplace loot in bulk.
Right.
So they're going to laugh at this VIP loot because it's not going to touch their
score. No. The people that are doing $500 a pop, they're not going after loot.
Yeah, they just want
to attack. What they're doing is they're spending their RPs and putting it in the properties and building attack and stuff like that through the properties.
There are players that do max out on that marketplace loot. I know a few.
Yeah, well, that's few and far between. I mean, as soon as they start releasing a new city or something like that, that's when the higher end loot comes out. So they've basically wasted their money. So that's just an FYI to all of you Moneybag Malones out there that are wasting your money on loot.
Now, can someone gift me a VIP account?
No, and that loot should be giftable, maybe.
I wonder if any of this is giftable was going to be my next question. But
well, it will be giftable in the future when it's no longer useful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, it's just everybody has to realize that you now have a two-class society, and you're either going to be
a social
really
creature.
High up there, or you're going to be kind of screwed like Jan and I are going to be, because I'm not putting the money in.
We're like greasers.
Yeah.
Well, and the same could be said for the person that doesn't work and doesn't have much to do. They'd get to devote more time to Mafia Wars, so therefore they're at an advantage. Like, Janna probably kicks your ass as far as time spent playing the game.
She kisses my what?
She probably kicks your ass.
She does something in my ass. I don't think it's
kicking. She spends more time playing than you, therefore does she have an advantage because she gets to do more things?
Absolutely she does.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that her loot is higher than mine because she gets to build every day.
That doesn't take much. Come on.
I could play the best every single day and max out and do everything I can, and I will not be able to touch them. And they're going to keep pulling away very quick. There's no way that a casual player like me, who won't put money in the game, who loved the game since, God, 98.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, is that true?
You're old
it
school.
Is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's been around
good
a while.
God.
So, wow, Chester, thanks for coming on and sharing with us tonight. Anything you got to share, Pete, in Spockholm?
Yeah, things have been a little busy. We've had some minor additions to the toolbar. Well, on the profile page, you can now get a person's Facebook ID and their Mafia Wars ID. So when you navigate to a person's page, then that information is visible to you. Now, I saw one post on Jen's blog about this, and I got to share my opinion on this. A guy said, you know, I'd been sat on, I'd been bullied as a result of blah, 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 blah. The information that we're making available is not that difficult for anybody to find. So the idea that we're creating, I think, what did he call it? Called it like
stalking.
Spock stalker or something like that.
Spock.
I don't know.
And said you were making it easier for people to do
stalk.
That.
Stalk.
Spalkers.
The Spockers. Yeah.
That's the new Spockism.
I like it.
It's the Spocking Dead.
That's awesome.
but you know, I don't think that that's actually, I mean, I don't think it really does. I mean, the information's available in the game. This is not for someone that's actually doing stalking. They know where to get this information. It's not like we're making it that much easier for them. I mean, it's visible. If they're already on your profile damn page in the game, then they got half the equation anyway, and everybody else knows that they can use Switch.
Yep.
So to find your Facebook page, this is not something new to Mafia that's Wars. This
one of
is,
the first things I learned.
And it's one of the things that's very common in the game to switch back and forth between Facebook and Mafia Wars to be able to communicate with people in and out of the game.
What would you do without it, people? You have no idea. Yeah. I went for like a month. It's a bitch.
So I don't buy into the argument that that really created this kind of stalk, making it any easier for stalkers or bullies to, you know, bully up on people in the game. I mean, there's ways to do that without what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's just my two cents.
And someone commented too in your defense that it's very helpful in mock wars and battles and things of that nature.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. The other thing that was another one that this isn't in the toolbar, but this is one I'll mention. Well, it's a version of unframing, but it's what I call fake framing, which is if you go to spockon.me/unframed, using the full word unframed, if you go there, what happens is it will open up basically a Facebook page. But then what it does is it hides a lot of the Facebook information and then has a black back screen, you know, black background, and it gives you more real estate to play the Mafia Wars game, but technically you're still playing in an unframed environment, so you would actually have to use, you know, like the Spockholm toolbar or other toolbars out there or whatever to load your Spocklets. You would not be able to load them just from your bookmark bar because it wouldn't be able to insert them inside the frame. So That's another one that's out there, and it's kind of nice. I mean, if for those people that like to have real estate, and that was, you know, one of my arguments when they broke unframing was I like to have the idea of, you know, having the black background and not having to deal with all the clutter on the page, you know, this is just another way to deal with it. So that's kind of a nice thing, I think, that for some people. So
it helps with the screen cutoffs too.
That's true too. And that's the only thing I haven't tested yet to find out if it's a factor or not. And I don't think it should be. But, you know, when you're in a framed environment in Facebook, sometimes some of the scripts will not scroll properly. So, like, I've seen Property Manager or even Assassinator that if you run it in a framed environment, the text of the Spocklet runs well below the fold of the page. And then you can't see that information. And I haven't seen yet that
I have to tab to get through.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it, that being a factor with this unframing, this fake unframing. So hopefully it won't be a big deal. But
I think it's funny you call it fake unframing because it is still taking it out of frame. But I get that it's not really unframing because you can't run the scripts from it.
Right. It's not really taking it out of frame either. It's hiding everything that is around the frame.
Clearing it up.
That's why I call it fake unframing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So faux unframing.
It's faux framing.
I like that.
And I think that may be it.
I noticed you all are talking about a lot of things you want to do.
There's lots of discussion. The one thing that's really sitting in my mind now is family progression. We, as a group, need to figure out a way to be able to monitor family progression. Because, mm-hmm. like, we've always used the family stats or the family history to be able to say, okay, well, if you get so many ices in a month, that's the equivalent, you know, 4,200 ices in a month is the equivalent of doing 150, you know, ices a day in order for family progression. But the reality of that problem or the problem with that assessment is that there is no way to assure that the person's actually done the collecting of the progression
of each thing,
right? Which means that if you don't do the collection of it, then it doesn't help the family progression. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get and you can turn around and get 4,200 ices in a day.
I'm honestly surprised you don't have something already for this.
Well, it's the challenge with it is it's not something because we'd actually have to take the data and upload it to a server and then store it and then render it back to individual families. That's the reason why we probably haven't done anything with it yet. But even as I'm talking about it out loud, I think that that's something that we're probably just going to have to figure out some way to do. And honestly, it may be an option in Toolbar that we turn on that says track family progression. And then what happens is it will basically, when you go to collect it, it'll just take a snapshot in time to say you collected, you know, the bronze of ice mastery, you know, in progression. And then it sends that to a database that can be read by the family.
So can you feel the drama that that will create?
It'll cause a tremendous amount.
Because that's what all I can think about is just the amount of whining.
And but that's what people need. Like, we have a discussion thread on our wall that we put every day with a picture. And after you collect everything, you're supposed to comment that you collected.
Right.
But like, I forget to, I do collect almost every day, but half the time I forget to make a comment on that page, or somebody will comment and somebody will say, I did Mafia Manager and they didn't collect, but they said they did. You know, you get a lot of that too.
Right. Well, and what happens if someone's tricky enough to go ahead and Photoshop it or take a screenshot of the previous day?
Exactly.
And reuse it. Change the time and date on it. I mean, there's so many different ways to tackle it that it would be, you could cheat it if you wanted to because you just wanted to be a part of a specific family, but you didn't want to do the work. But we're struggling with that right now at the Spox, is we've been, and this has come up before, you know, you get a lot of people in the family, and we're a family that's open to a lot of young players too, people that haven't been in the game long. So the idea of putting a, you know, 4,200 ice requirement on players like that, at, you know, when they're just getting started,
it's
just not feasible.
No.
I thought when you were a new player, like, not that we have a lot of experience with minis, but when you're in that low level range, ices are a lot easier.
I don't know.
That may be the case, but I know people that are even bigger fighters sometimes have a hard time meeting the ice. I never hear anybody complain about anything other than getting their ices.
Yeah, it's been hard lately.
And I think it's due to the
fighters. That's what she said.
I don't think,
So in honor of Chester.
Yes, thank you.
And I that's
more of that drink.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why I wish they would come up with a combination. You know, if you're going to have robbing and fighting, then make robbing and fighting a combined stat to be able to help
you
get
progression.
To help with family progression too, cuz you can only do so much in a day anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, that would make a lot more sense, because then you could get away with this, that those people that just want to be robbers and don't want to spend time fighting, then they would at least be able to help the family progression. And it would also alleviate some of the load on the servers, because as we talked about in the fact that they, you know, pulled or haven't put back out an ice season, you know, the load on the servers in the fight module has to do with lots of people trying to find live targets to attack. Mm-hmm. You know, not that scripts aren't an issue. I'm not saying that they're not, but it's a combination of multiple things that are going on simultaneously. And every day, if there's a requirement for 150 ices,
and we're all trying to get it,
and there's only so many live targets in the game anyway, then you're going to have issues. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's going to be constant requests on profiles and the fight module to try to find live targets and get the ice before somebody else does. So if you change that formula and say, I don't know what it is, maybe it's 10 board clears, you know,
and maybe
get
you could be like the difference in a racketeer,
like an ice or something.
Right.
That would really help, because it's really hard to get those ices some days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I'll do so many runs and I have 3 ices and I blew all my stamina. And it's
because everybody has high health and you just can't get that ice sometimes.
Yeah.
With all
and
the
you can adjust
doctors.
Your settings in the scripts, but if all your targets are dead, I hate when I see the log and it's just like already iced, already iced, already iced.
Yep.
And you're wasting stamina to find that information out.
Imagine the people that are wasting stamina and not running a script to see how much health that person still has.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a problem. They need to do something.
Yep.
And I think it all just goes back to the health being the big mistake that they made.
And they should see breaking on framing did not solve this problem. It's been all week. It's been ridiculous.
Yeah.
It has been.
They need, you know, and there's all this talk about what they're going to do as far as script using.
Yep. What a mess.
Use more anything scripts. Else, Pete? Save the click monkeys. Use more scripts. Save the click monkeys. No, just kidding. Gosh. But, yeah. No, I don't think I have anything else this evening.
Well, Jen, anything?
Well, so other things going on in the game is we got season 4 of Mafia Poker, and it's just like season 3, no differences. The Secret District is over. We have a new limited time mission called Still Waters. And if you want the link to the walkthrough, just use the Spotcomb toolbar. Mm-hmm. And it's right there. You can't miss it.
There's another addition.
Yes, I like that addition. It makes me feel special. And the bandits, they disappeared and then they came back. Why, we don't know.
Like the Raven.
Yeah. I think somebody insinuated that maybe it was to make sure that nobody got experienced bandits anymore. There's always been talk of this quote-unquote experienced bandit glitch, but it's not really a glitch. It's just strategic use of that feature. Mm-hmm. And the goal was, you know, to get close to leveling, get your experienced bandit, you know, grab an energy pack, do as much as you can to pack into that experience bandit and then cash in on it, and it will jump you to the next level, and all that experience you gained on your prior level will apply to the next level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're not in a situation where you would be wasting energy, it's not really going to benefit you. But I know, like, many a times a day I waste energy because I level up.
Mm-hmm. You gotta burn it.
Right, but I have yet to get it. I got one experience bandit when they first came out with that first Secret District, and I have never gotten it since. But fortunately, I took screenshots of that strategy, and I meant to make a blog post about it, and I never did, and then I kept seeing people talk about it. So I was waiting to get another one, and of course, when you want these things, they don't show up. Or when you don't want them, they do. So, and I've had two computers since then, and I was like, where did I put these screenshots? I must have spent an hour looking for them, but when I found them, I was very happy. Mm-hmm. So I did make a blog post on kind of how to use that strategy. May not have been the best post in the world because the screenshots were old and I kind of forgot what order they were in. But if you're lucky enough to get them, and people are finding these bandits come in clusters. So you're either, I get the job one all the time. And the interesting thing, and Ike figured this out, of course, when we were trying to figure this out, I couldn't get a job bandit. But then once it was figured out, I got them all the time. Is that when that job bandit hits you, it takes 80% of your experience and your cash for that job. Unless, of course, you're doing a job that costs money. Uh-huh. And if you take it out, you get that 80% back. But it's only for one job, where the cash and the experience keep taking and taking and taking till you knock it up.
I had no idea how that worked.
Yeah.
I just click it, eliminate it, move on.
Right. And that's about it with new stuff. We should be getting a new property probably tonight or tomorrow. Maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Already?
Already. It's time. The loop and the images are out there.
What's this one called?
We don't know yet. It looks like the loot items, like the big one, is called the Demolition Woman. And it kind of looks like the armory or the weapons depot. So some people suggested like a bomb making facility or a bomb shop. You know, who knows what they're going to call it.
I see.
But it will be, I believe, the 19th limited or New York property.
That's ridiculous. 19? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to.
And then you have
more than I did on the last
London nightclub. So we'll have 20 crafting properties in the game.
So that's a lot of work.
Thought you were playing Cityville. You're not too far off.
No doubt.
That's true. Hadn't thought about it that way.
Waiting for my shoe store.
Yeah. Well, I think a bomb-making shelter and a shoe store are kind of far apart.
Not if you make shoe bombs.
But they're going to run out of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably not. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. So that's it?
Yeah, we talked about the VIP at length, so we don't really need to go much more into that.
Or did we?
I agree, like Chester, though. Why would you come up with 97 cents?
Yeah, that's a big question. There were some additional questions not answered by their original FAQ, and they have updated that.
That's good.
So the rules are, if you want to join, you can cancel at any time, but you've paid for a month, and they're going to give you the benefits for a month. If you want to rejoin after you cancel, you can do that at any time. But you're going to pay for a month at a time. So if you pay for a month, you're going to get a month.
I thought it said that when you, if you cancel halfway through the month, you can't then rejoin until that month is up.
Right. You can't rejoin because you're technically already joined.
Right.
You're in for a month, regardless if you cancel.
Right.
Now, if you cancel and decide, oh, I want to do it again, then you can't.
Right. So you have to wait until the month is up to come back in. It's funny that they would even point that out.
Yeah. Well, I asked, like in the pack room, I listed the questions that people were asking me that weren't answered, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
I wanted to know for myself, too, because I don't want Zynga taking money out of my account every month.
No.
Because what if I don't put it in or, you know, I forget? I just don't want that responsibility. And if you go to the subscription terms, it says right in there that they could change it at any time.
Now, you can't go and buy this with, like, say, a Zynga gift card from Target.
No, it has to be
cash. Well, see, you ought to be able to do that. If I have a card to redeem, whatever I redeem it on is my business. It's just whatever they're selling.
Yeah. They maybe need to come out with cards that are worth currency or maybe make game cards that are to buy a VIP membership.
Well, they don't even make Mafia War cards now. They're just like either Zynga or they don't even put Mafia Wars on them anymore.
And then another big question was if you cancel and get out of this program, do you get to keep the loot that you gained while you were in it? And the answer to that question is yes.
Oh, you better.
Yeah. So while you're a member, you get to keep all the benefits when you leave.
Mm-hmm. You don't get any special little badge or anything?
No. But they did say in their subscription terms too that at any time they could give a bonus loot item or some kind of extra bonus.
Uh-oh.
So I think they're trying to make it worth your while to stay a member. And then the other question was, Mike Nestor kept asking, are you going to update this loot or is it going to be like the Fight Club where when it first comes out it's great and then like 10 months later it sucks? They said that they are going to keep the loot regularly updated, but there's no guarantee of a schedule. And I think if they were smart, they would update it once a month because to me, that seems the only tangible benefit of this program. Unless you spend a lot regularly and you do these skill point reallocations to make your skill point cost cheaper, the benefit of being able to do that every day may factor into that. But for $24, I can buy more reward points. And the skill points you don't get every month. So the only benefit is the loot. So if they don't update it, I don't have a reason to keep being a VIP member. I don't need the one loot item a week. I want to run the Assassinator and I want to see my run with like a plus 8,000 increase in my attack. That I'm not going to lie, that was
fun. And you want to get a pretty little screenshot of it too.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because I was going to wait and see if I really wanted to do it. And then when I saw people talking about how much their attack and their defense skills went up, I was like, ooh, I want it. And I was just about to shut down and I got the pop-up. So I ended up staying awake last night for like 3 hours more than I wanted to. Because I was having fun. I was, you know, doing my runs and I was like, oh, wow. And of course, I bought stamina refills because I wanted to max as quickly as possible. But now the fun is over. And then we debated all the plus and minuses of it. And the perceptions of the community.
But, you know, I've seen a good variety of comments through the community.
Yeah, and I can see every point on both sides.
Yep.
But I think these people acting like they can predict the future and that they know everything. You know, the monthly average and daily average users, that's been declining for over 2 years. I remember when I first started my blog a few years ago, I used to once a month post the stats. I've been doing this for 2 years and never once has it gone up. It's always been down. And it was in the 20 of millions and now it's down to 2 million. And that's not, you know, some people act like, oh, well, watch it go down more. It's going to die. But those people spending money, they're already going to kick your ass. They're already stronger than you. So I don't understand what the big deal is. But
well,
we kind of talked about.
Because I can't do this.
Yeah. If loot is important to you, and if you're a true strategist of the game, you know it's not.
All right. So enough of beating the dead horse. Anybody got a shout out?
Well, speaking of horses, I have a shout out for Ian from Snouts for teaching me that friendship is magic. He schooled me on My Little Pony this week.
What?
Oh, you don't even want to know.
Yeah.
No, I don't. When
you really don't.
In the conversation, I think that that's your other podcast.
It will be. Yeah. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Jen, do you got a shout out?
Not really.
Yes,
but
you do.
Okay, my shout out goes to all the people that keep adding me to these groups. Like, okay, yeah, it's cool that you're thinking of me to add me, but please stop it. I'm tired of, like, flying monkeys, death to everyone. Like, I don't know where all these groups are coming from.
I don't either, yeah.
It's becoming a problem for a lot of people.
A lot of people are getting really irritated.
So please think before you randomly force join people into groups.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word. Chainsaw Chester.
All right, I got two shout-outs. One is to Mig. I kind of played a practical joke on him.
Yeah, but you all got played back, I heard.
We did?
Mike wasn't mad. Back? Yeah, Mike wasn't even mad. Mike was pretending to be mad.
I thought that was greatness.
That was the part he liked.
He played he played April Fool's on you. And Jana was concerned.
Not on me.
That Mike was upset, but Mike wasn't upset.
What? No. Let me tell you what truly happened. So, Jana and I have been talking for a few weeks. I involved the godmother of Meg that I handed the reins to,
Sonia,
and I said, hey, look, we need to figure something out. I want to do an April Fool's joke. So, and I said, hey, Jana, why don't we do something where we take over? Oh, great, let's do that. So I talked to Sonia. Sonia's all good with it. And then I start thinking more, and I'm like, hey, Sonia, why don't we do it where you talk to John Paul Reed, the Goat Father, and you have him post on his wall, and we'll post on the Meg wall, and we'll say that the two families are merging. So that would be EFC and Meg would be merging into one family. That would have been absolutely brilliant, but she wouldn't go that far.
Unfortunately, and I tried.
Yes, Jana tried.
I
posted on that I am deposing the leader. I'm taking over the family, effective immediately. I'm going to be mentoring our newly deposed leader. Jan is going to be the co. Mike's going to stay on as consig. And I basically said, look, this family needs an enema, and I'm your colonic.
Oh, my God. They were dropping like flies. We lost a pig.
People were detagging. They were freaking out. They were trying to back Sonia, which is awesome because that means that Sonia has been doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. She really has been.
I knew that she would. So people were backing Sonia, which is the most awesome thing. And then Mike detagged and three admin detagged.
They should have stayed tagged to support Sonia rather than leaving her.
Exactly. Why do you jump ship? You stay in the boat and you get it to change course instead of letting it go into the damn iceberg.
You guys just left her.
So when Mike left, God, it was just funny. I was just laughing. And then Jana gets on and says, hey, look, we're going to do this. Or you guys better be happy that Chester was here. If you knew that Sonia was talking to JPR and what plans they had. And all of a sudden people started going, what?
But the deal was that Sonia was supposed to come after my post and say, how did you know that? And she never did. So then it just looked like Chester and me were just crazy and mean.
I know. It was nuts. It was crazy nuts. It was fun. Anyway.
Everybody survived it and everybody's retagged. Yep. Everybody's done icing back. Chester, I think.
Yep.
Well, when we taped on April Fool's, Jana was like, I don't understand why Mike is so upset. He knows Chester loves April Fools. But the whole time, Mike wasn't upset. He was just kind of playing it back on
He
you.
Was being a diva. Oh, he was right being though. A diva.
Well, I think that was funny as hell, too. Justin did
yeah, it worked.
It was good.
Oh, it was.
All right, I've got one last shout-out. That is to Carl Watson. He's been messaging me on the side. Actually, put one of my quotes about debugging and is the art of taking bugs out of software, and programming is the art of putting bugs into software. So he's got that quote up on his wall. So Carl, here's a shout out to you.
Pete, you got a shout out tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually going to give a shout out request. The Spocks are actually recruiting for some new players in our family. So if you're interested in participating, then you should go to spockon.me/joinspock. And then there'll be a recruitment page, some form fields to fill out, and some
information. Is there any sort of initiation?
You have to be able to hold your fingers apart in the sign of the Spocks.
any hazing? Any sort of...
Nah, we don't have anything like that. Pretty
straightforward. That's your problem.
Yeah. We need to have something, I suppose.
The haters are going to say it's not fair you're recruiting on this forum.
Well, hey, Meg's looking for people always. And I'm sure
asked us to. Yeah, we all did.
Oh, well, yeah. Isn't the first time you said, well, we're looking for people.
Well, that's how I know. The haters don't like that. They think it's not fair.
Well, then whatever. They're more than welcome to post on our wall that they've got recruitment open, and we'd be happy to talk about it on the show, too. We're here for players.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Fair and balanced.
Yes. So, that's my shout out. It's the Spocks, and then, like I say, just that we've got some open recruitment.
Hey, guys, do we not get any sweet little Easter egg goodies or anything from Zynga?
We have not.
Oh, bummin'. Well, don't forget to leave some carrots out for the Easter bunny.
I wonder what they will do, if anything.
I know. Probably, they didn't do anything last year.
Really? After the rotten eggs, I guess, where do you go?
Well, happy the Easter. The rotten eggs, the collection?
Yeah, I think we did have a rotten egg collection.
Yeah, there was one.
Seems like there's been two different egg collections, though, or something.
Yeah, they did Easter events 2 years in a row, and then the third year they didn't.
I wish they would keep that stuff up. That's the stuff that's kind of fun.
I know.
As long as it's reasonable. I mean, don't give me any freaking Easter property.
No. We don't want the Easter bunnies
I don't
want to
build the Easter Island or something like that.
No. But a hidden Easter egg every now and then is fun.
Yeah.
What are those computer things called? Aren't
Easter
there
eggs? Mm-hmm.
Easter. Yeah, they could do an Easter egg, and only computer savvy people could find it.
Yeah, you could have some fun. So, well, happy Easter, everybody.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want to.